good day, my lovely, lovely, lovely people. This is your girl, Sasha Gay Hemmings, right here on the Sasha's Talk podcast. Welcome to another episode, which is our second episode, and we're going to talk about some things today. Now, today's podcast will be one of the realest podcasts I've had in a long time. And the reason for this is that the topic that I'm going to dealt with today is a topic that resonates with me. I just felt that I had to do something on this today, you know, because of personal experience and because of what I'm seeing every single day. Now, I want to talk about one of the number one killer in this world, and you might think that I'm talking about cancer, or I'm talking about HIV, or I'm talking about any form of disease that's out there, but no. Something that lives within us, something that lives within our minds. And for this reason, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. The number one killer in today's society is hate and bad mind. That's the fact. And I put them together because they work one-on-one. Because if you hate me, what reason do you have to hate someone, right? Who are us to hate other people, right? So the number one killer is hate and bad mind. And this is what I want to talk about today. And I talk about this because this, as I said, this resonates with me. This is a personal experience that I've had with people and that I've seen, right? So I'm going to talk a bit about this today. And I really want to understand, why is it that we tend to badmind each other? Why is it that we tend to hate on each other for no reason? All right? So I'm going to take a short break. And when I return, I will speak on this. Okay? So just going to take a break, guys. So welcome back, guys, to the Sasha's Talk podcast, and you're here with me, your host, Sasha Gay Hemmings. So if it's your first time joining in on the Sasha's Talk podcast, I'm just going to give you a brief rundown of what it is about. So it's a podcast that shares inspiring stories on everyday matters. It's empowering, it's educational, and it's a fun podcast to listen to. So, yeah, that's just a total rundown of what we do over here. All right, so we share ideas, we try to empower and inspire others, okay? So I had mentioned earlier that today's podcast will be looking on the number one killer in society, the number one killer in the entire world. And for me, this is hate and bad mind. And I put them together because for me, it is one. They work hand in hand. And for my listeners that are not from my culture, which is Jamaican culture, I will let you in on what is bad mind. So what we call bad mind is a person that is envious of other people. So it's envy. We call bad mind envy. So that is what it is, right? So if you hear me saying bad mind means envious, right? So I've had many experiences with people being hateful for no reason, being envious for no reason. And when I say I've had this experience. I mean, from persons who believe, hear the word, believe that they are better than I am, for persons who believe that they are in a better off position and that they have more than I do. These are the persons that are the most hateful and the most envious. And I, to myself, I think that if you believe that you are better than another person, I believe that you shouldn't have any time at all to even entertain that person in any given time, because you are, according to you, on another level, right? So it speaks for itself that something is wrong, and something is wrong with your perception of you being better than another person. Okay, so if I believe that I'm not at a certain level, not at a level where I would entertain someone that is classless or anything of that matter, I will not entertain you. I absolutely will not entertain you, right? So it simply means that that person has a self-esteem issue. It's something within themselves that they are lacking, that they tend to find someone else to emit their issues on, right? So it definitely speaks for itself. So a person that will just get up and, you know, especially, you know what? I want to speak especially about the women in our society. They are one of the most hateful, because it's, you know, with the men, if they have an issue with each other, by the end of the day, you're seeing them healing each other, right? You're seeing them, if they even don't reconcile, they don't even see each other. They just go about their business. They don't have time to gossip. They don't have time to bicker and you know, just try to cheer down another person. They don't have time for that. But you see the women in our society, and I'm talking about the ones, because they have some good women out there that tries to uplift other women, right? But you have some out there that are the most hateful, bitter, and meanest human being you can imagine, right? And it's not only on some person. They just believe that they don't want anyone to be more than them, according to them. But for me, where I stand, I believe there is no one, absolutely no one in this world that is more than I am or has more than I am. Because what you believe is success is different for me, right? Success is not about all about material wealth or material things. Success can be in your health. It can be in the way how you think. Success can be in wisdom. So for me, I believe that there's absolutely no one that is more than I am, because I am very appreciative for where I am in my life and what I have, and I just strive every day to be the better version of myself. I don't compete with others, because I believe that is just childish, and not even childish, because children, they don't do those stuff. They play with each other, they share their things, and even if they're somewhat selfish, they don't do certain things. So I would not say childish. It's just unhuman, I should say then. You know, so I believe that persons, instead of you find time to hate another person or try to put down another person for whatever reason, that time that you spend to do all of that, spend it and do it on something that will uplift yourself. Because by the end of the day, you are responsible for your life. And not only that too, I believe in karma. I believe that whatever you do and how you live your life will impact your future. So if you spend your time trying to tear down another person, you're going to meet up on that one day. And if you don't meet up on that one day, it's going to stifle you. Your own hate will stifle you, right? Never let anything or anyone cause you to be that hateful, that bitter, because it simply means that you are not strong enough. You understand? When you have a level of strength within you, there is nothing or no one can let you feel a way that you would hate them, that you would hate on them. Absolutely no one. So I'm telling you, in life, focus on yourself. If you can't focus on empowering other persons and sharing positive messages and positiveness, then just put that energy within yourself and focus on yourself. Because trying to tear down another person, you're tearing down yourself. That's all you're doing, right? So, as I said, in our culture, we'll call you bad mind. Because if you believe that a person not have nothing in Jamaican terms, then you shouldn't be the one to try to say pity things to put down that person. Because guess what? If you believe that you're on a plane and on a higher level, then stay on your high horse. Stay on your plane and don't try to put down another person. Keep your negativity, keep your level of bad mind, keep your level of all that bitterness, keep it to yourself. Don't try to put it on someone else. Stay out of my circle, stay out of my universe, stay out of another person's universe, because they don't want your negativity, right? Because sometimes people mouth is one of the cruelest thing, because they can use their mouth to try to put you down, to tear you down, and to keep you at one place. But guess what? If you are stronger than that, if you are bigger than that, you will not allow it. You just look back and laugh at them because you're saying, wow, how stupid. And I don't normally call people stupid, but certain acts warrant that word, stupidity. So, yeah, it is one of the major reasons why us as women, as women of color, don't strive. Because we find the time to tear down another person. And a lot of the time, it comes from us as women, mostly. Right? When you see someone can get up and you know, sometimes, you know, funny enough, you know, when you tell them that they are hateful and that they have some issue with this themselves, they don't see it at all. They don't see it at all because they're saying, why would I envy you? Exactly. Why would you envy a person, right? Where you claim, in Jamaican term, where you claim don't have anything, it simply means something is wrong with you. And I'm just being that real today because something has happened recently that warrant this podcast, because I can't understand why other people will hate on another person for no reason at all. It means that you are in somewhat jealous of that person. Yeah, simply, you are jealous of that person. You wish you had something that person has. That's all I can think, because there's no way someone could find so many time of day to, you know, just to see what another person doing. So it simply means that something is wrong right there. So as I said, hate and bad mind, which we call envy, is one of the killer. And it kills you too, you know, the person that hates on another person, you know, it kills you. Literally kills you, because that level of energy that you have to have to hate someone, it, you know how much muscles in the body that work up just to do all of that, right? it takes a lot out of you, a lot of energy to really sit down and hate someone. It takes a lot out of you to do that. So I'm just imploring people. I'm not telling you to change, you know, because everyone changing their own timing. That is not my prerogative to tell a person to change or tell a person to focus on themselves. But what I will tell you is that remember that there's a thing called karma, and remember that whatever you put out, you get in, right? So if you don't like a person, fine, but you don't need to try to tear them down if you believe that you're bigger and better than them. Yeah, just own your own lane, stay in your own lane and do you. Don't find time for another person. If you find time to do positiveness, right? So that's my podcast today. I really had to talk about this. And I really hope that the persons who are listening, if you are a person that hate on another person, if you're my fan and you do this, I want to say, just look into yourself and look and see if this is benefiting you to get up and do the same thing each day. That's all I'm saying to you. Just look. Is this making me more successful? And I guarantee you that the answer will be no. It will not. It might make some people feel better to say I'm better than someone else, but truly, you aren't. If you feel like you're better than someone else, it means that you have a self-esteem issue. Because if you find time to think about another person and try to put yourself above them, let your work speaks for itself. Let your success speak for itself. But you don't do that. You don't do that. Let another person look and say, hey, you know, this person is doing well enough. Don't be the one to say, hey, and be boastful, because it's not worth it. And I think that it's not worth it at all. The Bible speaks about this. To be boastful, it doesn't worth it. It's not worth it. Just be you, be yourself. And if you can't share good, and if you can't be good, just try to work on yourself. Try to focus on yourself. That's all I have to say today, on today's episode. So you can follow me on Instagram at Sasha Gay Hemmings, and you can also visit my Facebook page, Sasha Gay Hemmings as well. You can follow my business page, Creative Minds Movement Services, and also you can follow Nexus Security. It's a new company. Well, it's not new. It's been around for quite a while, but it's rebranded and everything. So I'd implore that you guys go ahead and give it a look. All right. So that's all for today. As I said, you can send in your topics that you'd like me to speak on. And you can just share your thoughts on this episode today. This episode can be found on iTunes, Spotify, and all the major podcast platforms. All right, and I'll also post it on my Instagram pages, so you can go ahead and just have a look and have a listen. All right, so have a good one, everyone, and stay blessed. All right.